This is Insight. I'm Anne Maria Wadd. Every 2 years, Louisiana's governor appoints a poet laureate. In August, Governor Jindal appointed Peter Cooley. Cooley is the director of the creative writing program at Tulane University. He has authored 10 full-length collections of poetry and has been published in magazines such as The New Yorker and The Atlantic. He gave his inaugural reading as poet laureate earlier this week and joins me from the studios of WWNO in New Orleans. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Okay, so I did want to ask, you are actually from Detroit, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you've spent most of your life here in Louisiana.
I have been here over half my life, yes.
Okay, and how would you say Louisiana has shaped your work?
Well, at first, as I've said in many interviews, when I first came here from Wisconsin, I thought I would be writing about all the flora and fauna and so on, and I found I could write almost nothing. I was so overwhelmed by the climate and the locale, but it has definitely seeped in and influenced almost everything that I write. For one thing, I think there's a kind of liquid sound which has entered my poems through living down here, through just absorbing Southern speech, and from the slowness of life here compared to the Midwest. And then the weather and the light has affected my poetry profoundly. I love the light here. I love the always shifting light, which I've written about in many poems. The sky is never still here. When I lived in Chicago, evening would set in around 3:30, and night would be there around 5, and that was it, right? And then the morning might come around 10 a.m. yes, really was really the good gray city, the president of University of Chicago called it once. But here, the sky is always shifting and changing, and I love that.
And New Orleans itself has actually changed quite a bit since you've been there. I know I was just reading something about how you actually lived through Katrina, and that seemed to have a profound impact on your work.
Yes. We did not lose our house. We had the roof redone. We had a new floor heater put in. Well, we did not suffer major damage. But living here and staying in our house during that time, which we did, certainly made me realize the preciousness of life. And it accelerated my writing, actually.
You told The Advocate a couple months ago that you had written some 30 poems following Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And almost immediately upon returning to your home, is that right?
Before returning to my home, we were staying in the Chalstrom House of the Episcopal Church on Carrollton Avenue. The first poem I wrote in the Chalstrom House, and the second poem I wrote during this, when we returned to our own home, but it was written right after Katrina.
And so, as poet laureate, what do you hope to accomplish in your 2-year term?
I've had a lot of experience teaching creative writing for over 40 years, and I've worked in poetry in the schools in Wisconsin. I've taught in a mental hospital. I've taught in a prison. So I hope to do community workshops in various places. I think one of the things I'd like to do in this term is to show people, through the editorship, through giving readings, and through doing workshops, how essential poetry is, how much a part of our lives it is, whether or not we choose to see that.
Peter, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
You can go to WRKF.org to hear Peter read 2 poems that he wrote right after Hurricane Katrina. For Insight, I'm Anne Maria Wadd.